I kind of wanted to get up on a little bit of a soapbox here because, you know, there's nothing I love than hearing myself talk. Actually, that is a huge lie. I hate my voice, but, you know, we'll just get over that. But I spend a good portion of my time sitting around thinking about things, mostly about, you know, things I've done in the past, things I've said, done. And I have a lot of regret for that. I have a lot of thoughts like, you know, could I have done this better? Could I have said this better? Could I have made this person my friend? Could I have saved this bridge from burning? That sort of thing. But I don't want to start there. I really don't want to start with a poor me segment. We'll get to that later, because all I crave is sympathy. I'm kidding. One of the things that I think about a lot, especially in my experiences, is... Well, my dog just grumbled at me, so apparently he doesn't like my talking, but... One of the things that I think about a lot is... just people's interactions with each other, especially in smaller spaces, smaller communities. I watched a comedy special the other week. Well, not a special, but a like 15-minute story stand-up where this woman talks about how her boyfriend, or whatever they are now, because this was like 10 years old, had dated a porn star before her, and how, you know, she was spending a lot of her time just hating this woman that she didn't even know, because she thought that this woman was better than her in a lot of ways. And one of the things she said very at the end was very powerful to me. And it was just about, like, focusing on supporting and being the thing that other people stand on. Not in a way that says you're lower than that person, but in a way that says, hey, I support you, I lift you up. All that fun inspirational shit that I really don't want to spend all this time on, because I really do, I don't know if you can tell, but I have a lot of like trepidation for this thing, because it really is going to sound preachy. It really is going to sound like I'm just sitting here like, oh, hey, I just read a bunch of self-help books. Never read one in my life. And I want you guys all to listen to me because now I know better than you. I've mastered my mental state. I have not. A lot of the things I say in here now, I'm going to be guilty of. And have been guilty of. And probably am guilty of now. But one of the things that always struck me is as a constant through a bunch of communities I've seen or been a part of, is everyone just wants to be on top, even if that means tearing others down. And there's a lot of these cases where this is a community that you're not going to be out of. Like, you're stuck in it. You know, I don't have a subtle bone in my body, so I'm just gonna come out and say it. I do think that a lot of the time, even this space that we're in, the blind community, which I hate that word, phrase, because it's so, what's the word? It's such an ethereal word, such a diaphanous, perhaps. I don't know what that word means. I know what it means, but I don't know what it means. It's one of those words that, like, phrases, I mean, it's not a word, it's a phrase, that can be interpreted in so many different ways. Like, you can say, oh, the blind community is the 10 people you hang out with and interact with, or it's audio pub, or it's the forum, or it's literally everyone who's ever been blind ever. But I think in especially this particular corner of the wider community, as a collective, just on the internet, I think we can, this is just the internet in general, but like, I think especially because it's so small and everyone kind of knows everyone, when toxicity starts, it really runs. And I say that because, like, just look at this space back in January. Everyone was can I word? Everyone was willing to just drop AudioPub at, or well, not everyone, like two people that were very vocal about it, were just ready to drop AudioPub because a couple of people decided to come on and try to ruin it for everyone. What I'm trying to say is, I think, I don't know what I'm trying to say. I'm doing this very free verse, and I'm just kind of talking through a lot of the feelings I've had before, and I write a lot better than I speak. And I don't even know if I write particularly well. But what I want to go back to is that comedy routine that I watched. And it's just like, I really wish in the world in general and in our space, we could really focus more on like being good people to each other. 'Cause like we're kind of, if you plan to spend a lot of your time in this space, we're kind of the people that we have, and nobody here has to compete with anyone. And I really wish that people would stop thinking that, you know, if someone does something you don't like, all you have to do is do something to humiliate them or mismanage their good name or something like that. And I say again, I'm not innocent of that. I have had a big issue about talking crap about people for all my life. Like, I have sometimes just focused on the worst parts of people, even though they have many more pros than cons, and turned them into a bad person in my head when they truly weren't. And then I used a lot of that anger that I had to, like, you know, just kind of tear them down and, you know, push myself up, or so it felt like. I've burned a lot of bridges. I've been mean to a lot of people. I have mishandled situations that resulted in someone being hurt. I'm not even just talking romantically, but that is a long list, and that is a different conversation that I'm not prepared to have here. But it's, you know, it's professional relationships, you know, even friendships. I've done things wrong and will continue to do things wrong until I correct myself, of course. It's not a perpetual, I'm just going to be wrong and you better deal with it. I just wish that more people would just realize that, hey, other people are people too. Just because they have a username there doesn't mean they don't have feelings. And let me be clear, you're just not going to like some people. And you know, that's fine, because I certainly don't. There's some people that just aren't deserving of your time and your energy and your kindness, or anyone's. There's just some truly evil people out there. But I think the reason I made this is because there's been this pervasive thought just eating at the back of my brain about just cynicism is a thing that I didn't even touch on. Just general negativity between people, hostility where hostility isn't needed, grudges where grudges aren't needed. Because I have had people tell me that they were afraid to come around Sketchbook when I was still hanging out there because of my personality and attitude. And that, you know, kind of messed with me. That kind of really got into my head. And I know I've improved over the years, and I'm going to continue to need improvement. But I guess if you needed a quick takeaway from this video, because I'm totally on YouTube, I'm totally professional, you know. So the thing that you need to take away from this clip of me just talking and not making any sense is that I'm very sorry to those who I've hurt in the past, who I will hurt in the future, who I have hurt recently and haven't patched things up with. And I want you all to think about people as people, because that's what we are. We're the people can be capable of some really fucked up shit, but everyone is worth paying attention to and respecting. But Then again, I'm not the authority on that. You can choose where your respect goes and who earns it, because not everyone does. But so I guess, let me rewind that. Let me rephrase that. Everyone is at least deserving of kindness at least once in their life. And I guess I'm just trying to push the idea that I wish people could just be kind to each other, because all I really want to do when I'm in these spaces is, you know, vibe, and I hate using that word as a verb, but just to kind of hang out. And I'm really sick of worrying that old grudges and animosities will come up and ruin it. And I don't want anyone else to feel like that. So I'll get off this soapbox. It's a little bit tall. I don't know, I might trip coming off of it, but I just want everyone to just smile a little bit and say something nice to someone that maybe you haven't in a while, or repair a friendship. Just be good to people. Be good to each other. That's what my favorite one of my favorite horror YouTubers says, is at the end of every video, he says, be good people. And that's all you really need to be. And yeah. I'll probably have a lot of embarrassment after posting this, but I felt like I had to do it. Not as a cause for anything, but it was just something that was in my brain, and I said I should really talk it out, because reading a bunch of words on a paper or web page probably isn't as effective as hearing it from, you know, in a voice. So if you've listened this far, if you've stuck with it, I appreciate it. I appreciate all of you. I repeat my apology to everyone I've hurt, will hurt, and just haven't patched things up with. I'm not a perfect person, and I'm trying to be better, and I'm trying to bring positivity in a way that's not toxic in itself, because that is something that can happen. And I thank you all for being patient with me, and you're all good people.